Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the weather across Israel is sunny and pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys warm temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem is also experiencing clear skies. It's a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in. Trump's envoy suggests the attack in Syria may have been intended to provoke Turkey as part of a pre-election strategy. Also, Net notes that earlier today, the envoy stated that Israel's strike on Syria could have been an attempt to draw Turkey into a clash that might benefit election optics. Also this hour, Forward brings word from earlier today that the UK threatens sanctions following Israel's decision to open bids for E1 settler homes. Separately, JTA reports from earlier that the remains of the last Israeli soldier missing from the First Lebanon War's Sultan Yaqub battle have been found. And finally, Axios details from earlier reporting that Syria's foreign minister called the Israeli bombing of an airbase unjustified, escalating tensions in the region. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English noted just minutes ago that Lebanese President Joseph Ahoun met with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni on the sidelines of the Mediterranean Games opening ceremony. Emily Schrader, a commentator, commented just now on the irony of an organization known for its critical pieces against Israelis. Alex Gandler, an activist, shared earlier that it's disturbing to see anti-Semitic hatred stirred by a seemingly frail elderly woman, urging critics to ensure consistency in their standards. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israeli strike in Syria. Walla reports Tom Barrack, Trump's former envoy, revealed that the attack on the Syrian base nearly escalated into a full-scale war with Turkey. He proposed two theories suggesting a strategic move to impact pre-election dynamics. The potential for increased regional tension remains significant. Turning to the UK's response to Israeli settlement expansion, Forward covers the UK's threat of sanctions in response to Israel's latest bid for E1 settler homes. The move by Israel's lands authority has drawn international criticism, highlighting the contentious nature of settlement activities. Diplomatic relations could face further strain. Meanwhile, JTA shared the discovery of Yehuda Katz's remains, an Israeli soldier missing since the First Lebanon War. Katz was a 22-year-old tank gunner and yeshiva student when he was killed 44 years ago. This resolution brings closure to a long-standing mystery impacting families and historical memory. That strike in Syria comes after Axios's earlier report of Syria's foreign minister denouncing the Israeli bombing of Abu al-Duhur airbase. The early morning strike intensified the friction among three key U.S. allies in the region, complicating diplomatic engagements. The situation demands careful navigation to avoid further escalation. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports that while inflation has decreased, questions remain about the factors causing it and whether it might rise again, impacting both homeowners and renters. Separately, Tech highlights that in the AI era, the challenge is not only connecting the dots to solve crimes, but doing so timely to enhance justice and safety. And finally, Ynet Business brings news of an investment scam network allegedly operating from Tel Aviv, targeting thousands of Australians through fake news sites and bogus AI trading platforms. This revelation underscores the need for vigilance in financial dealings. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.